Page 1, Editor's Page by Judy Wilkinson. The budget crisis affecting California has resulted in savage cuts to many programs, cuts which have already and will continue to result in serious harm to real people. Every day brings word of what would have been unthinkable only a few years ago. Cuts in SSI, decimation of in-home support services, the near closure of and serious budget cuts to the Francis Blend School, and on and on. See Winifred Downing's article on the stresses of such cutbacks on the life of a San Francisco teacher of the visually impaired. All over the country, state and local governments are fighting their budget battles on the backs of people with disabilities, the poor, and the vulnerable. CCB continues its valiant efforts to represent our interests and concerns before state government. But it sometimes seems as if no organizations and no existing strategies can resist the tide. What lessons emerge from this dire situation, and what strategies are available to us in this era when our nation is abandoning its commitments to an equal, fair, and humane society? These are questions we must address as a community if we are to preserve our hard-won steps toward equality in the difficult years to come. The first lesson to be drawn is that we can never be complacent. None of our rights or opportunities are secure or invulnerable. For instance, a few years ago, here in California, we thought we had won the right for blind parents to take their newborn home from the hospital without some agency stepping in and taking the child for no other reason than that the parents were blind. But no, recently a couple in Missouri had to fight the battle in court all over again. Page 2. People with disabilities are the last in and the first out, so far as funding and civil rights or any serious attention are concerned, and we do not have enough votes to make a difference, no matter how well organized and how focused we are. That gives rise to the second lesson. New and broader coalitions and new forms of advocacy are going to be necessary for our agenda and legitimate concerns to have a place at the table. Our representatives in Sacramento cannot do it alone. Every one of us in our communities must begin to think and work toward forging and energizing new grassroots coalitions embracing people with disabilities, senior citizens, and other marginalized and vulnerable groups. Every one of us must begin to think of new ways to make the issues palpable and meaningful to those in the mainstream community. Our neighbors, colleagues, families, friends, the media, and public officials. In the weeks and months to come, we must all create dialogues about how our goals can be achieved. The stakes are immeasurably high and the time is short, but our community in itself and as the spearhead for the activism of others has achieved great things in the past, and we can again in the future. Let this adversity bring out the best in us.